Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we read this article, I came across an article that spoke about a military drone, an ISIS drone, sorry, being downed in Mozambique using Israeli anti-drone technology. And we were wondering what was going on in the region. So, as we do, we turn to our specialists, and who better than Jasmine Opperman, terrorist specialist focusing on Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, and morning to your listeners.
Great to speak to you. What is the latest? Because this news that we're starting to see ISIS drones, Israeli military technology, anti-drone technology, shooting them down, does this mean that this war is becoming a little bit more sophisticated?
First of all, it's important to understand that drones are nothing used by insurgents. We picked it up the first time when Wagner deployed in Cabo Delgado. And since then, we had over 15 intermittent reports referring to drones being used. I want to emphasize it's not armed drones. It's drones being used to monitor deployments of counter forces, monitor movements of people, and it's highly unsophisticated drones. But nevertheless, they are using it, they're managing it, and for the LNG sector, it is raising serious concerns about what next. Is it becoming more sophisticated? So far, no surprise, not shocking what we are seeing. The LNG sector being kept relatively stable, but the outside corridor extremely volatile. This month alone, over 20 attacks in Angadi. The day before yesterday, Nova Zambesia near Chai, 2 days occupied by the insurgents, irrespective of some deployments. The situation is not near an end.
Is it expanding, or is this staying within one particular region?
If we are talking about the insurgency itself, it truly is. It has expanded. They moved back to Niassa. They use Niassa and Nampula as a fallback, retreat, regroup, re-enter. So the inbound threat to Cabo Delgado remains as we have predicted. The concern is the Islamic State. The Islamic State is truly finding its threshold. We are talking 98 claims to credit, which should raise serious alarm bells. And they want a regional expansion. So you have an inbound threat of the insurgents, an outbound threat by the Islamic State. We should not sit back and take this lightly.
The fact that they're using technology, for example, from Israel, does this mean that the international community is now getting more involved?
It is a tinderbox of foreign interest. Now, let me be clear on that. We have China, we have Qatar, we have Russia, we have the European Union, and so the list goes on. Rwanda, some enforcers, all giving training, all giving indirect support, which leads to a militarization of the region, and hence the overall focus to protect the LNG site is being seen as a contest for access to these LNG sites, which is understandable. It's an enormous investment we're talking about. With the Ukraine war, there is a rush by the LNG companies to move in and to get these systems going, which concerns me. And government obsessed with a winning narrative, and I want to caution your listeners, read this at most critically. We're not near a situation where we can call it a winning narrative. People are being moved back, and I'm afraid I've said this before, Howard, in 5 years' time, most likely, if I keep my life, you will phone me and ask for an update.
It is absolutely frightening. I still keep wondering what the game plan is here. What is ISIS looking for from this region?
I know ISIS game plan is clear. The ISIS presence in the region, specifically South Africa, I've reported numerous times. For them, following the caliphate, following the killing of their leader, Al-Qarashi, that we have seen, their global expansion is their key hold to their audience to those supporting them. And by announcing their presence in a region completely unfamiliar to ISIS threat and completely unfamiliar to ISIS itself, it is showing it has not lost its drive, it has not lost its capacity, and Howard, we must be careful. ISIS knows what they're doing. They are not a bunch of lunatics. They've got their strategy, they've got their plans in place, and will be relentless in pushing this global expansion by using local insurgencies like we've seen in the DRC, like we are now seeing in Cabo Delgado.
Right. It is absolutely astounding how dangerous this is and how near to us it is all happening, and somehow we just don't seem to be paying it nearly as much attention as it needs. Jasmine Opperman, thank you as always for bringing us up to speed as to what really is happening in the region.